You know, when we see on our show sheet, blow up house fart, you got to think, wow, what is that all about?
Can I point something out that you are the one that creates the show sheet?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got a text message that says, y'all made my son's day. He listens to you all in the morning and especially likes your jokes about farts and poo. Thank you. Yeah, you know what? You know, young
children. We're so classy, guys.
Young children are about where our humor lies.
Number one among three-year-olds.
All right, so here we go.
Police say a local man burnt down his parents' home yesterday for something his brother did to him 10 years ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? This is a 10-year-old grudge that led to a fire? A
10-year-old grudge.
Police say 29-year-old Joel Cruz was home alone, and they say got angry because he remembered how his brother had farted in his face a decade ago.
What?
Did you hear how the news guy...
He was like,
He
was like, do I have to read this?
Do I have to say fart? Can I say fart?
He remembered how his brother had farted in his face a decade ago.
He's like, I'm going to burn this house down.
They say Cruz then put a pot with vegetable oil on the stove, turned it on high, and ran out of the building.
I'm out.
That is just so extra.
So much weirdness.
That is so extra.
I mean, the story in and of itself is magical, but the little pause in his delivery of it is so magical because you can almost hear his brain going, I can't believe my career has come to this. I'm going to say farted on the news.
So here, let's think about this a quick sec.
Do we have to?
How wicked of a fart must that have been? How much girth and just hang time and meaty was that fart?
Is there such thing as girth in a fart?
I don't think so, but
Must that have been 10 years ago for this brother to be like, you know what? I have not recovered from that.
His brother had farted in his face a decade ago.
Yeah.
Literally, it was that bad that 10 years later he burns his parents' house down over it.
And this is what I'm thinking. This is how I think the scenario went down, you know, 10 years ago, all right? Innocent bystander brother number one.
Yeah.
The guy who later is the subject of this story burns the house down.
Arsonist. We'll call
brother's
arsonist.
Just laying on the couch. He's just got the remote in his hand and he's walking. And his brother walks by. He's like, hey.
I bet he was squatting, just necessary in telling the story.
Sits on that dude's face.
No one can see you.
Hey, I got something for you.
That's disgusting.
And he was trapped. He was trapped. He couldn't go anywhere. And he was like, I taste it. I literally
taste it. Ben is so excited about this story.
10 years later, the taste still sits in his mouth.
How his brother had farted in his face a decade ago.
I'm telling you, that sits with you. That's what sits with you. There are some things that siblings do that to this day I will remember back.
I feel uncomfortable. Like,
but
I know you can kind of taste it.
I can taste it in my mouth.
It's like, you know, did you eat ketchup? What was that?
You know, what's wrong with ketchup?
Wow. I mean, you know, and listen, we all can relate because we have been victim. Like, yes, you've been the victim of something where you're like,
your brother walks over to you while you're laying on the couch. And he's like,
holds me down.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Chelsea.
Stop.
I think I may have sat in something. Can you look at my...
Stop with the sound effects, please.
You got pink eye after that one. That's why he's so salty about it.
You are not going to recover from that one.
God, that was gross.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
To this day. You know what
Ben's like, whew.
I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get him back.
I just wish I could have seen your face when you first discovered this story.
Oh, God, I loved it.
The twinkle in your eye that you get.
I mean, it stinks that he had to go and burn the house down.
Oh.
But man.
Glad no one was home.
That must have been some fart.